Just this week, I think I experienced what I'm calling a homily fatigue because of the way Christmas fell. And I think the demands, particularly with funerals and hospice, the 2 weeks after Christmas, was just not working. So I tried my best, sat this morning, got up at 3:30 in the morning to write something. Just didn't work. So I'm calling it homily fatigue. I think I've written too many of those. So I don't have a full-length homily for you today, and I think Joe at Sliders will be surprised that Immaculate People landed up at 5:30 instead of 6 o'clock for dinner. But I do have a reflection for you today with a very simple, practical implication. Today is the feast of the Epiphany, and even though this feast is about Jesus, I really want to begin with Mary. And the other reason I'm doing this, because every Advent I do have a homily on Mary, and this year I did not. I focused on the exile a lot, but I want to talk about Mary just a little bit. Today's scripture reading tells us that the Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And I love this image. I think the author could have simply said that they saw the Savior and they did him homage. But the fact that Matthew chooses to write it that way tells a lot about Mary as well. Matthew is one of those authors who tries to let his listeners, his readers know that the Old Testament prophecies are being fulfilled in Jesus. And he will, in the entire gospel, take the time to tell us that. Now, even though Matthew does not do that in this case, we know that through Mary, all the covenants of the Old Testament were fulfilled. That is why the church calls Mary the Ark of the New Covenant, the new Ark of the New Covenant. Now, there are two covenants that come to our mind that have to do with an Ark. First of all, this is the very first covenant, the covenant that God made with Noah. We know about Noah's ark. This ark carried Noah's family and the creatures of the earth and saved them from destruction. And then God made a covenant with Noah, we believe, through the rainbow. And God said that God would never destroy all of creation through a deluge. Now Mary, the new ark, did more than Noah could ever even imagine. She did not just carry one family, she did not just carry creatures within herself, she actually carried within her him through whom everything that is was created. We might say that it's not just creatures, but Mary carried the Creator himself. And because she carried the Savior, the Redeemer, all of us, not just one family and a few creatures, but all of us are saved from destruction. And then, of course, we have the Ark of the Covenant. This Ark was created as a result of the Exodus. You and I know that the Ark of the Covenant had within itself the staff that Moses carried to fulfill God's commands, and also the two stone tablets on which were inscribed the Ten Commandments. And wherever the Ark went, the people of God believed that that was the presence of God in their midst. And so wherever the people went, the ark was carried right in front of them. For the Israelites, this ark represented the real presence of God. Now Mary is called the Ark of the New Covenant because she carried within her the one who is the New Covenant, Jesus. He saves us from this Exodus and leads us into the promised land of eternity. This is the Mary who the Magi saw with child. Folks, Epiphany literally means manifestation. Epiphany is the manifestation or the revelation or the making known of Christ to the whole world. Epiphany is when the world came to the manger to do her Savior homage. And Mary is right there, revealing God to the world in a way that no human being has ever done before. So what does this mean for us? In many ways, what Mary did is our calling as well. In fact, we might say of each one of us that we are an epiphany. Every human person can be an epiphany. The world must meet Christ in and through us. This is Mary's role. She presents Jesus to the world. And what a powerful symbol this is for Christian living. That when people encounter us, they encounter the Christ. That those who enter our house also enter the house of Christ. The Eucharist, at which we are here every week, this Eucharist, makes us really another ark of the covenant. Really, just like Mary carried Jesus in her womb, when we receive this bread and this wine and we believe it's the body and blood of Christ, truly we believe that as we leave this church, we are carrying the real presence of Christ in each one of us. To that extent, perhaps we can do each other homage, because the presence of Christ is real. As we leave this church this week, truly, may we be the epiphany. May the world encounter Christ in us. This Jesus who we receive, may we this week reveal him to the world. Today we are not just called to celebrate Epiphany. Today we are being called to be Epiphany. People of God said,